The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. We are sharing with you the Outdoorsman Radio Show here on WCBM 680, and that's also our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And today, somewhere around the bottom of the hour, we're going to be giving away a fishing tackle package, a striped bass fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman to some lucky listener. If you'd like to get in the contest, all you need to do is call in, leave your name and your phone number, go on the air with me and say hi, make a comment, or ask a question, and you will be in the contest. We were talking with Tom when we left for the news break in the last hour, so let's resume our conversation. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Hey, you just reminded me, speaking of the contest, you've got the greatest call screener. Really nice guy. Checked in with you. Always says good morning. Asked if you'd like to enter the contest. I felt bad this morning because of what I called. As usual, he said, good morning. How are you doing? Would you like to enter the contest? And I said, not unless Miss Ellis already started the first hour caller double entry thing. I said, but I don't think she's doing that until next month. And I confused him a bit.
Nice.
He's a really nice guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah,
we love him.
You're great, Chris.
Chris, you're amazing.
Well, thank you very much.
The caller before me brought something to mind. He was talking about hunting and fishing on private property. Right. Ellis, do the state rules apply the same as they would on public property?
Yes. Yes, they do. The only thing about some of the private property, if the land is under agricultural crops, an active farm, let's say, there no license is required for the landowner and the immediate family. But all the other rules do apply. Bag limits and so forth.
Even if you stock your own pond?
Yeah, I believe so. Even if you stock your own pond.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Real quick, Swanee, and I'll let you folks get on with your show. Again, I was listening earlier. I was doing dishes in the kitchen. You played a joke on Miss Ellis. Boomerangs are not the major import.
No, boomerangs. Boomerangs are the number one export from Australia.
Oh, okay.
But they're also the number one import.
Because they keep coming back.
Right.
He kills me with these jokes. They were coming up with some last night when we were out to dinner.
Well, I guess their government officials are going to have to start dodging those things.
Yeah, you're probably right. So. Well, they'll tax them both ways, out and in. So.
And that would be America.
Yeah.
By the way, they got me too, Miss Ellis, because, again, I was listening and I heard that you wanted to eat a snakehead and that I guess Mr. Ellis caught you. One, I'm thinking, oh, that's a hell of a woman. You know, catch her a snake, she'll eat the head. And, of course, I realized later you're talking about a fish.
God.
All right, buddy.
That was our friend Donnie that caught
it. Don Travis, who's listening and liking stuff on Facebook right now. So
I tell you something, if you ever get a chance, you got to try that fish because that was amazing.
It's funny because I was thinking, you know, wow, you know, I've had alligator again. I'm thinking reptile, and then after I realized you're talking about a fish, I was thinking, what a dummy I am. Who could eat a snake head?
No.
Maybe somebody does. I don't know.
Yep.
There are probably people out there that do.
It's still in the morning, so I'm cutting myself.
It's early. Give yourself a break. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
You have a great day.
Have a great weekend, folks. Bye now.
See you later. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So I went to – normally I have my oil changed on my F-150 Ford pickup every 10,000 miles. So the light came on. I went and took the truck in and said, do my, you know, the works, do the tire rotation, the oil change, and, by the way, I need a set of wiper blades. So all that was done. And the guy from the service department comes out and he says, Mr. Ellis, I have something to tell you. And I said, what's that? He goes, well, your lug nuts are swollen. Never having heard this before, I looked at him with incredulity and said, say what? He said,
you should have seen the text I got. They wouldn't say what.
The lug nuts are... come in two pieces. It's a steel lug nut with a chrome cap put in place by machinery, of course. And he told me what happens is that the moisture, water, gets in between the chrome and the steel, and some kind of chemical reaction happens, something swells, something. I couldn't understand the exact whole thing. But if you have an extra $140 that you'd like to part with, we can replace all your lug nuts. And I'm like, what other options do I have? Well, he said, we have a 21-millimeter lug nut wrench, which doesn't fit. We have a 21.5-millimeter lug nut wrench, which doesn't fit. Now, these are, of course, air impact tools. And we have a 22-millimeter lug nut wrench, which will fit. But if we use that one, it'll tear up the chrome on your lug nuts. I said, option B. Go buy aftermarket lug nuts, bring them to us, and we'll install it. And I said, well, what do you guys use? He said, we use aftermarket lug nuts. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, how widespread is this? Is it just F-150s? He said, no, sir. It's all Fords and all Chrysler products. From about 2011, I think, or 12, something like that. So I began to study that online, and he was indeed correct. There are photos online. They had an example right there in the shop that the guy pulled out of the drawer and said, this is what you're up against. But, by the way, if you buy aftermarket lug nuts, make sure you buy the right ones because some of them don't have the adequate shoulder to fit snugly to drive the wheel tight into the. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So has anybody else experienced this? Swollen lug nuts? I don't know. So normally, like I said, I rotate the tires every 10,000 miles. Didn't get it done. The next oil change, I'll likely now be prepared. Have to wind up with $140 to pay them to switch out my lug nuts on my tires. 24 of them, of course. So I said, well, what do you guys use? He said, we use aftermarket. I said that. But he said, the ones that you buy from Ford are $6 a piece. The ones that you buy aftermarket are $7 a piece. I'm like, okay, well, obviously you guys get a price break on them to only charge $140 to replace them. But, so try looking online for replacement lug nuts for, F-150. I'm sure you can find them, but good grief. What next? Apparently, the class action suit among Ford owners was filed against Ford, and the judge threw it out of court. Ford's argument was that the service technicians were not using the proper equipment to take the lug nuts off. So, who knows? Who knows, folks? Swollen lug nuts. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So it is. Another day in the life of the outdoors. You think about it, Robin. How many people own Jeeps and Dodge pickups and Ford pickups and Ford SUVs? How many of our listeners do?
I know.
And even regular cars. Unreal. unreal. So it is what it is. So hunting season's right around the corner. And, you know, waterfowl season for the resident Canada geese will be coming in on next Wednesday, September 1st. For those of you who like to pursue Canada geese at that point, welcome to it. I've shot early season geese. In a hot day, you got to get them out of the field quickly and get them cleaned up. And we talked about that last night, how to cook a goose, too. So I'm going to tell you what Clyde's has along those lines for waterfowl, and that would be the Gold Light 10-gauge shotgun, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite stock with Mossy Oak camo, comes with three standard Invector choke tubes. If you don't like the 10-gauge, take a look at the Maxis. Now, this shotgun comes to your shoulder beautifully. I mean, it is just for me and a lot of other people, you just put this shotgun up and it fits you. It's an auto-loader shotgun. It's waterfowl hunting perfection. The Maxis, M-A-X-U-S, from Browning. Also Mossy Oak camo. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers with the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. And then there's the old favorite, the A5, the reinvented old favorite A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, and best balanced and softest shooting recoil-operated auto-loader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades Camo, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, and operated a kinematic drive system auto loader shotgun. 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters, and your full line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde Sports. .com. Two S's in the middle is the website, open 7 days a week for Clyde's Sports Shop. So, are you looking for a new backyard grill? We saw a nice grill last night. They cooked the Kobe on it.
I didn't see his grill.
Oh, it was a nice one. No question. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. They've got the pellet grills, pellet-fed. Set It, Forget It by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. Those are the big ceramic grill smokers. All there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening, or a full gas fireplace insert like we have. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables out on your deck or in your backyard are a distinctive addition. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to invest in a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, exit 44B in Graysonville, and be ready for that coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, is open 7 days a week, even today, Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road and he's stinking the high you're on. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking the high him on.
All right, 410-WCBM, 410-922-6680. It's our phone number. If you'd like to get in contest, you have a few minutes left. Probably cut the calls off at the bottom of the hour. And shortly after that, we will, during that second break, we'll generate the number of the winner, right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
So, Robin, you saw a story that upset you in the news the other day.
Oh, yeah. Really did. It really infuriated me, actually.
And it was from the Washington Post on August 23rd. The writer is Dana Hedgepeth. Two young ospreys were removed from their nest and euthanized so workers could replace a light in a southern Maryland park. Two juvenile ospreys were taken from their nest on a light pole at a park in Calvert County and euthanized, causing a stir among local wildlife enthusiasts and birders. County officials said they followed all protocols and federal laws protecting birds in removing the young ospreys from the pole to replace a light fixture on it at Cove Point Park in Lusby. But that is little comfort to local wildlife rehabilitation expert and birders. There's the second time that word is used. So, supporters of the osprey said officials should have consulted a wildlife sanctuary to take the birds or relocate them rather than kill them. Birders said the animals were about to fledge from their nest and appeared to be perfectly healthy, but a federal wildlife official said the ospreys weren't close to fledging. Ospreys, like bald eagles and falcons, were nearly wiped out because of pesticide use more than 40 years ago, but they've made a comeback. And there's more to that story where ospreys were removed from buoys and everything else out on the bay and euthanized many years ago. It wasn't just pesticides, including in the D.C. region. Part of the widespread conservation efforts, federal wildlife officials said there are about 2,000 nesting pairs of ospreys in the Chesapeake Bay area. They often nest on top of lights or utility poles. At the Calvert Park, they'd made a nest in the pole that overlooked a ball field. Robert Kyle, who lives in Huntingtown, said he was outraged when he learned from online reports that wildlife social media groups that the ospreys had been removed from the county Calvert County Park and euthanized. He couldn't believe that something like this could happen. Workers hold up a baby osprey in one of these pictures that was taken from its nest at Cove Point Park in Lusby. The bird and another were later euthanized, according to local birders who are upset about the situation. There was a way to save them, noting that several area rehabilitation groups probably could have helped or taken the birds. Donna Cole, who rescues birds of prey and runs a website called Annapolis Creative, was among the first to report the osprey's removal in late July at Cove Point Park. She said the juvenile ospreys were perfectly healthy, and the county's way of dealing this was by killing wildlife. Officials in Calvert County disagreed, saying they had the necessary approval and permit from the federal authorities to deal with the osprey nest. In a July 28 statement, the county's Board of Commissioners said that because the nest was located in an area adjacent to a ball field, the nest posed a risk of safety to the public. It went on to say that the light pole at the park is not equipped to accommodate the presence of ospreys. The commissioner said falling sticks or other nesting material could fall from the nest and endanger visitors. County officials said they had a cooperative service agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, APHIS, to have the ospreys in their nest removed. The commissioner said they were not consulted or informed as to why the decision was made to euthanize the juveniles in the nest rather than to relocate. And on it goes. So what are your thoughts, Robin?
Mine?
Yeah.
I just thought there was a better way to handle it. And why? I'm not exactly sure why it was a threat to a ball field or.
Well, here's the deal.
They were in a hurry and they wanted to get something done.
Yeah, you put a perimeter around it that falls larger than anything that could fall from the nest, okay? Let the birds fledge out. When the nest isn't occupied, then you take them away.
Right.
In my opinion, it's a stupid decision, ill-timed.
They're just probably mad somebody found out about it and published it.
Well, that's a possibility as well. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call on the osprey story, swollen lug nuts, a new state record black bear, or anything else. We'd be more than glad to talk about any of that, wouldn't we, Rob?
Yeah. Yep. I just, okay.
What? Mm-hmm. You just what?
Nothing. Learning.
What are you learning about?
How to make chicken stock from a rotisserie chicken carcass.
Okay. Well,
I got to make something for Mom tomorrow because what I have for dinner, she doesn't eat.
Right.
So I've got that rotisserie chicken. I'm going to make her something, and I'm going to make a stock out of the bones. I was just wondering if you could do that. So I'm just going to put it on the stove today.
Right. Exactly. All right.
That's my whole story.
Gotcha. I'm sticking Captain to Don, it. Captain Don's on the air. Good morning, Captain Don.
Hey, Captain Don.
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, well, let me say, number one, that story from, well, not Calvert, it's Calvert County.
Yeah, I know. I mispronounced it.
That gets the great big BS stamp.
Yeah, I agree.
BS. So, such bull crap. It really is.
Yep.
Item number two, I had a similar situation with my Nissan pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah. The lug nuts, and I ended up getting the aftermarket nuts and had them put it on.
Really?
Yeah, had them put them on.
Interesting. So it's Nissan as well. Must be one big manufacturer of chrome-plated lug nuts in the world, and everybody uses them.
Well, why don't we fix it? And
yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. Somebody's making a lot of money off of something somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
And we are graced this morning to have my fishing buddy, Captain Pug.
Oh, hi, Captain Pug.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
This is my first day out in 2 weeks. I got the chicken pox.
Wow.
The chicken pox.
Yeah, chicken pox, man. He's all spotted up.
I bet.
Yeah, of course he's all scabbed over now.
Oh, great! Yeah, I've had chicken pox when I was a kid. I can remember.
Yeah.
My parents took me over to some man in the Air Force base's house because he had chicken pox. He was like in his 20s, 30s, yeah, something. And my parents wanted me to get it over with, so they let me go over there and play with them all day. I came home and had chicken pox.
That's what they used to do. Growing up in East Baltimore, someone on the block had it. All the kids were taken up there, like you said, Robin, so you can get it over with.
Yep.
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 And so, that's what I did.
Yep. Well, it worked.
Yeah. Look, one time I was doing an x-ray, and this guy's lungs looked so funny to me on the x-ray. He had gotten chicken pox, inhaled them, and they were in his lungs.
Oh, that doesn't sound...
It was not good.
No. I bet it was very painful, too.
Yep. I just never heard anything like that. I learned so much when I did that. I miss it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this morning we're going to meet up with a buddy. He may be listening, Brian. And we're going to hit the water, and we're going to do a little trolling.
Well, good luck out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I left the house this morning, I looked out back, and the crabbers were ready. And the anglers were ready, too. There's a lot of boats out there just ready to start their
mission
for the day. Yeah.
Did you hear I got to try snakehead? I don't know if you heard that in the beginning.
I finally
got to try it. I'm in love with it. It was so good.
It's nice. It's nice. I haven't caught one, but I've eaten two.
Yep.
Well, Rob and Travis made them absolutely perfect. We had the best dinner over there last night.
That sounds great.
Yep. So. And, all right, buddy. Well, enjoy your day, okay?
We will see you later. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Take care now.
Have a great one.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So Butch said that's been a problem since the 90s. Joe said he had that problem with his Dodge pickup. So apparently we've struck a nerve out there with lug nuts.
Swollen nuts. Swollen lug nuts.
Yep. Let's talk to Brent. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, you two. I don't fish or hunt, but I listen to your show every Saturday morning, and I love it.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
My family has a small tire shop in Easton, and I'm just calling to let you know how vital it essentially is for Ford to recall these lug nuts.
I agree. 1,000%.
You said it right on the money. It's what it is. It's a steel lug nut with a chrome cap cover. That chrome cap cover swells and then becomes a safety hazard. And a good test to see if it's a hazard for you is you take your spare tire wrench and you try to put it over the lug nuts.
Right.
Odds are it will not fit.
Right.
If you get a flat on the side of the road, you are now in a safety hazard.
Ah.
For the last 10 years, Ford should have recalled this, along with Dodge, along with Chrysler.
Apparently, and Nissan as well.
Yeah. And ultimately, the solution is one solid lug nut that does not weather or swell with the temperature change and the moisture.
Right, exactly.
Every single day, we get a phone call. Is I have a flat, and I can't get my lug nuts off.
Right.
And the joke is, oh, I guess it's either a Ford or a Chrysler.
Exactly.
Every now and then, it's a Dodge or a Nissan. So,
right. That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely a common situation. And I wish Ford would do something, but there's actually been two or three attempts to get Ford to launch the recall, and they're so powerful, they know what they're doing. They're going to do anything they can to get out of it.
Sure.
That's what the dealership told us. And, Brent, may I say something personal? I love your tire shop, just so you know. My whole family uses it, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
Well, yeah, anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I love listening to your show. And keep doing what you're doing, because it's a lot of fun listening to you guys.
No,
thanks
you
so much, Brent. And hopefully I won't have to be in to see you for a while.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we love your shop. We just don't want to be there.
I mean, my daughter, my son-in-law, my whole family. So
indeed.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. See you.
Thanks for the information.
Hey, Brent.
Yes.
We could always use another sponsor.
Well, we're small time, but maybe one day we'll work something out. I don't know if we can afford you.
Oh, you'd be amazed.
Thanks, buddy.
Brent, you have a great day.
See ya.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, Robin.
Yeah.
Add Richard from Tennessee to the list.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get
in
my
under
list.
The wire.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
And so did Ted and Bob, even though they haven't been on the air yet.
Okay.
Okay.
But then I've got to get the list from Crystal's one
Chris
more look.
Will send you the list.
Which I did.
Which he did.
Oh, for goodness sake, you all, would you slow down? Okay. Tom and Bob? Wait, who?
No. Ted. And Bob.
Bob.
Yes. Richard.
Tom, Alice. It was all a movie.
Yeah. Richard. You got Richard right.
Yeah, I got Richard. Hold on.
We're just trying to sort it all out so everybody...
I want to be fair.
All right. Now, hang on. Before we draw that, we're going to take a break. And you can take your time and get yourself organized, okay?
Actually, I'm going to print this out, so we're going to take a break before that, you said?
We're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
Okay? I've got to tell the folks about our friends at Macrotech, Len Marsh and the crew over there at Macrotech, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach. Has the new Matthews V3 bow, Mission crossbows, Bowtech Diamond, which is the same company, compound bows, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven, as I said, Mission, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all of that will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe you shoot and correct any shooting issues you might have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds and the bow technician Corey. He's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, Macrotech can't fix it within 24 hours. Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so that you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com. Visit their Facebook page, phone number 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. And we will be right back after these messages.
Storm Prediction Center keeps us at risk for some isolated severe weather to kick off the weekend. Had it around yesterday. We'll have it around today. We're in the upper 80s, near 90 this afternoon. Scattered storms early tonight, low 72 degrees. And then partly cloudy on Sunday with temps in the upper 80s, near 90. Scattered storms Monday, 92. And then Ida, which is down in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, does bring some heavier downpours all the way up into the mid-Atlantic for Wednesday and to kick off September. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-Man, T-Man, a rebel lures too, searching for a place where we made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
What a lightning.
All right. Sounds like we're back. We have a couple callers on the line. It looks like Ted's out there, and then Bob just follows that. How you doing, Ted?
Hey, I'm feeling fantastic. How you guys doing this beautiful
Doing wonderful.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to head over the Bay Bridge. I hope I don't drop you. I usually have a tendency to drop calls when I'm headed over there.
Got it.
I wanted to say to Fred, I actually have in my toolbox at home I think it's like a 21-22 millimeter socket that has a lug nut in it from my Ford F-150 because I was on the side of the road and my tire iron wouldn't fit. My lug nuts were swollen. Went ahead, I did have a spare tool set, so I used my ratchet to get it off, but in the last one, I couldn't get the lug nut out of the socket, so I had to drive home with one lug nut missing.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't want that one lug nut to fly off and, like, hit somebody in the windshield or, you know, do whatever.
Oh, man.
So that is very true, a safety hazard, and that was from, like, years ago, and I still have it, and I still can't get that lug nut out of that socket.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Time to buy a new socket.
No, it's a trophy now.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
It is a trophy. I've beat on that thing so many times. I've had friends try to beat on that thing. I think now they're just married and that's all there is to it.
Oh, probably. Hey, what did you think of that bear? I saw you liked it on Facebook.
Oh, that I know. I was pretty impressed with that. You're right. The body didn't look all that, but once you start looking at that skull, that was actually really, really impressive.
Amazing. You're right. So.
Yeah, I was hoping to see you guys this past Saturday up at Deep Creek. I just found out you guys were going up there. I've been so busy at work with COVID and all that.
Yeah.
And I found out you guys were going to be up there, and I was like, oh, man, we were up there for a four-wheeler ride for a memorial for a friend of mine whose son had passed.
Right.
But we were trying to do everything at the same time, but working nights and trying to do that, is just everything up there is spread out by miles.
No question. No question. All right, buddy, I think we lost him going across the bridge. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we lost you there for a second. So.
I thought I lost you, too. It's one of those things that's either hit or miss.
Yep. So.
But I've been doing a lot of the Eastern Bay, been trying to hit the crabs. The crabs have not been like they have been in the years past. It truly is very, very hit or miss in the Eastern Bay. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to try going for the Spanish mackerel, the bluefish, and I'll wrap up the end of the day doing some afternoon crabbing is what I'm going to try.
Cool.
Wish me luck. I hope I find them.
Good luck, buddy. So, yep. Good luck.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to lose you guys. You take care. Have a fantastic day. Be good.
You too.
Thanks, Ted. See you later, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Bob from Bob World. Morning, Bob.
Hello, Alan. Hello, Robin.
Hey, Bob from Bob World.
Hey. So, yeah, that lug nut business, that's why I'm so happy I sold the garage. I hated those problems.
Oh, yeah, you would have dealt with that a lot, wouldn't you?
Yes, and everybody's problem was my problem. You know what I mean? Oh, I mean, I'm sorry about your lug nut, but what can I do about it, man?
Right.
You know, yeah, you just want the money. But anyway, yeah, just taking a walk. I'm home this weekend. Rosie's looking good. The beans are so high, I can't believe it. There's going to be deer everywhere. They got to be fat deer, too.
Yep.
As good as the beans look.
My little honey hole got planted with beans this year. I'm so happy. So, because last year the field was fallow, and even though I would see deer from time to time, it's nothing like when there's a crop in there, you know? So.
Yeah. So you just leave them there, do you, or what?
No, they get harvested. They'll get harvested.
They get harvested.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little later.
But I'm after one or maybe two deer. It's got to be a mature buck for me to take it up there. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. My flood pond. I got that pond. You know, that flood water. I got plenty of water in it, and the corn is perfect in there.
Yep.
Wood ducks in there this morning. So.
Oh, nice. We are coming up. I am coming up to look at that other little pond you have on there. That's the one I think you talked to me about, right?
No, there's a couple of them. It's a mess.
Okay.
If you get up this way, check them out. Yeah, let me know if
I will.
You're coming, or I'll make sure I'm home.
I will. Here's what else we can do, Bob. We can take a look at that on, like, Google Maps and some of the online programs.
Uh-huh.
We
yep.
can look at that pond over, a 10-year history and kind of give you an idea of what's happened with your pond and,
right.
you know, let you know what we see just from that. Uh-huh. And, you know, if you'd like us to do that, we'd be more than glad to do that.
Yeah. I need to check with my government boys. I got a guy that he worries about it as much as I do because he's really into it, and the cattails are taking that place over. And then I've
well, that means it's filled. Yeah, it's filled up with sediment, no question. So
yeah.
So
it could definitely use some help. I'm pretty sure
we'll take care of it. Yep, we can do
all
that.
Right.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Thanks for checking
all
in.
Right.
Have a great one.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Robin.
Huh.
Are you ready?
For what? Yeah, I know.
You're a mess.
Wait a second. Chris just texted us something.
Well, let's talk to Henry while you're doing that. Good morning, Henry. How
wait,
you doing?
No, hon. Break three first.
Yeah. Oh, right. Break three first? Okay.
Henry, we'll be right back.
Sorry there, Henry.
Oh, okay.
All right, buddy. Hang on, okay? A little crazy here with the contest and the lug nuts.
I'll have the contest ready to go, okay?
I got you. All right, so Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, offers several high-powered rifles. And I would like to recommend not only the X-Bolt, but the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. Let's talk about the X-Bolt first, and maybe that's the only one we'll talk about. If you're looking for a totally reliable, extremely accurate bolt-action rifle, big-game hunting rifle, centerfire rifle, then I would suggest that you look at the X-Bolt line. Available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, whatever you prefer, the X-Bolt. Big game hunting perfection from Browning. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, and it's available at Clyde Sports Shop. While you're there, check out the full line of Browning firearms. The BAR, Hell's Canyon Speed, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, the A5 shotguns, the Satori shotgun shooting sports shotguns over and unders, and even the Buckmark handguns. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, is your full-line Browning dealer. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. 242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. Now, summer's still here. You know, the unofficial end to summer is Labor Day, which is coming up next weekend. So there's that. And a lot of people will get together and do barbecues and things like that. And Backyard Billy's is the place to go before you do that. You can take a look at the poly and hardwood tables and chairs and patio furniture and Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50, but when you drive in, there's way more stuff behind the building than you can see outside. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grill by Traeger, the ceramic grill smokers by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And there's an assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Take a look at the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, for any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we will be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisle dancing.
All right, well.
Can I say one thing quick?
What?
That song always reminds me of my grandmommy.
Oh, yeah?
Because she was from Mississippi.
Right.
Okay? And they were Baptist or evangelical, yeah. You know, the ministers with the, they even had a tent and all that kind of stuff and went around preaching. And I just keep picturing my family down there with this squirrel running up their coveralls.
That makes sense.
Anyway.
Okay, so we have a winner, right, Robin?
Yep, we got to do this quick because we got callers too.
Okay.
We have a winner, number 22, Rob Watring.
Rob Watring.
So, Rob, we will call you as soon as I get your number straight on here. And you can call it if you can get in the next couple seconds, but we're running out of time. In fact, I think we're about out. Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Yeah, we got to talk to Henry, though, because we did kind of cut him off. Morning,
here we
Henry.
Go.
Morning, Henry. Hello, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
I guess not.
I guess Henry couldn't hang. I apologize.
I'm sorry,
Henry.
Andy,
are you still with us?
No, I guess he's gone, too.
Andy left. Wow.
Andy's here.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
All right, I'll be quick because I think your time's very short.
Yep.
Upper Potomac, do you know a way I'm going up there fishing this weekend with a buddy, and I wanted to see if it's the water's swollen or swollen a lot or not.
Mm. I don't have an idea about that, but I can give you a name of a place to call if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Give folks at Keystone Sporting Goods a call.
Okay.
Tell them you were listening to the radio show, and I recommended that you call them.
All right.
The number's
301.
301-733-0373. You got it.
Okay.
Yep, and Tim is the owner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
So give him a call. Tell him you heard about. I gave you his name on the radio show, and he may be able to give you a river report.
Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely reference you. I got it from you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay then.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Have a
Thanks,
great day.
Bye bye.
You too.
Bye. Uh-huh. Wonder if Henry called back.
Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
How about Rob? No Rob?
No.
No Rob.
That's all been taken care of.
Huh? No, I said if he wanted to call in.
He wanted to call.
The winner, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, he's not called in.
Robin, do you have his phone number?
I got to get it from Chris.
Okay. Yep, we're gonna need to see that.
Not a problem.
Again, buddy. So, all right, great. Well,
Chris got me covered. You stay out of it.
I'll stay out of it. All right. Oh my goodness. There's a silver alert out, Chris.
Okay.
78-year-old male wandering in D.C. thinks he's president.
Oh.
Be on the lookout.
Definitely. He's so dangerous.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. So. Hey, folks, take a look at our Facebook pages. Outdoorsman Radio Show, Bucks, Bears, Stags. What'd you say? Did you run a disclaimer?
I accidentally hit the wrong thing.
Oh, man.
No, give a disclaimer. He needs it now.
Yeah, you better play that. Anyway, we're about out of time. Bucks, Bears, Stags. There it is. Outdoors and Radio Show. Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Take a look at that bear on there. New state record black bear. And we want to say congratulations to the lucky hunter, killed it in 2012 and had the skull sitting in a box all that time. So, my goodness. Robin, you want to say something?
Yep. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Spend time with your family this weekend. You'll never regret a minute of it.